It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and we get an update on items influencing the markets. And not only was I away from the office for a few days, but Roy, you said you took a trip north of the border again, huh?
I did. I spent 4 days in Ontario doing marketing meetings.
All right, and what's the market sentiment in Canada when you're visiting with producers there? What are some of the things that they're talking about?
The big thing, I think, most people are talking about, or maybe a couple of things. One of them is the strength of the Canadian dollar versus the U.S. dollar, and that has a tremendous effect on the price of everything up there. It really is kind of hard for U.S. farmers to understand, but their dollar is so much stronger and ours is weaker, so it kind of has an effect of minimizing the price rally in the soybeans and corn. And then there's a lot of hog and poultry farmers up there in the area I'm at, and they're in a world of hurt with the corn close to $5 a bushel.
Yeah, I heard some of the same opinions when I was at Iowa Pork Congress in Des Moines. Here in the States, it's bad enough with lower hog prices and higher feed inputs, but like you say, it's just magnified with the strong Canadian dollar, isn't it?
It is, and one of the things that always kind of catches my attention is the price of gasoline and diesel fuel. You know, your first station you drive by, it says gasoline $1 or $1.01, and you say, wow, boy, this is a bargain, but that's per liter, which makes it about $4 a gallon.
Oh, wow. That's quite a conversion rate by itself. Let's talk a little bit about the markets here, and it's been quite an interesting week in the grain trade. Hard down one day, hard higher the next day. What's your comments on what we've seen this week?
Well, it's volatility that you expect when you're in a market like this with a supply and demand situation really tight and a lot of players in the market trying to figure out what direction the markets are going to go. We saw a couple of really strong up days last week based on the crop report that came out on the 11th, and then the market just kind of faded away, and Thursday of last week we saw it start a lot higher and then end up closing lower, which is a very negative sign. And of course, then we got Friday and Tuesday with actually Wednesday limit down, and now yesterday back limit up. So it's kind of a market that's trying to find direction, and it could move hard either way. But right now, I'd say the odds are probably short term, at least, that the odds are better for it to go down than up.
All right, so that being said, you know, how does that play into our marketing strategy? What do we need to do, in this type of an environment?
A couple things, I think. First of all, if you've got old crop grain that isn't priced, you're looking at probably trying to sell it on a rally back towards those old highs, and that would be, in beans, that's quite a ways up. That's about 70 cents higher, and I'm not sure if I had beans to sell that I would try to pick the whole 70 cents. For corn, it's more like 20 cents, and you know that's possible. For new crop, if you want to forward contract some new crop, you're patient and try to catch a price that's somewhere close to what that old high was, but it's probably not going to quite get there.
Any word, another big market mover, what's going on in South America? Any word, have you seen what's going on down there weather-wise?
Not really. The thing that I did hear is that they're starting to combine the earliest beans and that the yields are fairly good. And as we know, whether it's the United States or South America, those earliest beans are not normally the highest yielding ones. So the outlook for a good per acre yield is pretty good, but probably not going to have the number of acres that the trade was hoping for last fall when the planting was going on.
Very good, Roy. Is there anything else that you'd like to highlight this morning, something we might have missed?
I think we've pretty well covered it. It's the kind of time you need to be patient, keep your powder dry, but if we get that rally back up towards those old highs, maybe another few pennies higher than where they are today, and you've got grain to sell, well, don't hesitate to pull the trigger, because $11 beans and $4.50 corn is still pretty good prices.
All right, very good. Where can producers go to get more information?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Very good. Thank you much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, an update on items influencing the markets here on 840 KTIC.